I'm 16 years old. I'm sitting in my bedroom at my desk doing my school homework. And I get a knock on my door, and it's my dad. And he opens the door and he asks if we could talk for a minute. And my heart kind of sinks a little bit. And I don't really have a choice here. So I say, okay. My dad comes in and he sits on the bed across from my desk. And I'm thinking, what did I do wrong this time? Because that's how these types of conversations often start. And it wasn't the conversation that I was expecting. My dad starts explaining that him and my mom are doing their wills. And they decided that if they were to die, that I would be responsible for my older sister and that I would be there to help her. And he said, are you okay with that? Like I had a choice, right? And that's how it was decided. I was 16 years old. I had no idea at that point. I didn't know, understand how the world even worked. And I certainly didn't know how to run even my own life, let alone my sister's life, her supports, her finances, and everything. At that time, I kind of felt a little bit like it was a badge of honor though, right? Mom and dad must think a lot of me, right? And I'm only 16, wow, pretty cool. And obviously I'm no longer 16, and my sister and I still have our parents, thank goodness. I'm super grateful for that. So we didn't have to face the situation of 16-year-old Eric running the family and supporting his sister. But why am I telling you this story? Yes, this is likely too much to put on a 16-year-old, so there is that. But the reason I'm really sharing this story with you is because these challenging conversations about future care, wills, trusts, estate planning are often not conversations, right? They're parents making a decision that one person's going to be responsible, which I've seen cause resentment in neurotypical siblings. And I've seen it where neurotypical siblings also feel unseen, unheard, so much so that they disconnect from the family, or even in some cases move away. I'm also sharing this with you because maybe there's even a worse situation where that the future is never spoken about at all, right? There's just assumptions of what's gonna happen down the road. And this leaves this looming feeling in the feeling of the sibling, right? The neurotypical sibling, and for parents. And it's like this conversation of the future and the person with the developmental disabilities, future care, just can't be talked about, can't be approached. There's a lot of fear around it. So what can you do to stop avoiding this conversation? And what can you do to make sure that you're not pushing that neurotypical sibling, or it doesn't have to be sibling, it could be a cousin or other family member, away, right? And we don't want to make it, as a parent, I'm sure you don't want to push them away, and you definitely don't want to just make the decision for them like my parents did. In our situation, it kind of worked out okay, but it doesn't work out okay all the time. So what can you do differently? Well, I am giving you planting the seed here of the idea of inviting that sibling, cousin, other family member into the conversation. So here's a powerful question that you can ask. You can ask that person, that sibling or whoever it is, what is the role you see yourself playing in your neurodivergent sibling's life in the future? Better yet, you can start building a future plan that's gonna create the best life for your loved one with a disability and create more future security for them. But also it helps the other people in your family, maybe that other neurotypical sibling, to see that you're taking action and you're being proactive. And then you can invite that neurotypical sibling into the plan that you are creating. Invite them into that creation process to share their ideas. And then it makes all these conversations one heck of a lot easier. So if you want to get started on creating your loved one's life plan, I invite you to get your free copy of my Life Planning 101 guide. So you can just scroll down the notes here and click the link below to get your free copy. Also, if you found this information on siblings and future planning helpful, I invite you to like this video and subscribe to this channel. I'm Eric Gall. Together, let's take a small step forward.